Well, hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 23rd of January 2025. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great weekend. I've got to admit, I'm a little bunged up today. I've got a bit of a sore throat, a bit of a cough. So this is about my fifth time to try and record this for you tonight. So it's a little bit testing, to say the least. If I do struggle, I'm not making much sense. I do apologise. Just remember I'm dealing with this cold. So, big news, of course, this weekend. We would be doing some gardening, but it seems like we've got a storm coming through. I forget the name of it off the top of my head. Owen, something like that. But this storm, I think, particularly around the west side of our country, is going to cause some issues. Hopefully you're all going to be okay. We may get a strong breeze. We've already just sort of gone around the garden, made sure everything's secure and tight, and fingers crossed we're going to be okay. I think it'll be fine. We're just going to go with it and see what happens. But the strong winds are going to be here, certainly into Saturday, but the rain is going to be here all weekend. And when it rains, it is difficult to really get outside and do anything, I find. I don't mind the cold so much because you can wrap up warm and deal with that, but rain is the big, big problem. So I'm probably going to be focusing more on what I can do indoors in the dry, maybe sorting out my shed a little bit more. I mean, my shed's pretty tidy and organised at the moment. I'd just like to do a few more things, maybe emptying the other shed, maybe sowing more seeds and pricking out and potting on lots of plants, such as my aubergines and chilies. We've already started doing some of these. Onions as well need a bit of potting on as well. This is just a few ideas of things that we can do while we've got these rainy days. It would be nice to get some dry weather. Just not coming, is it? It's just not coming. Down on the allotment, that's a different matter because I think it's going to be too wet to go down on the allotment. The ground there is so wet, it becomes very, very challenging. We could tidy the shed a bit more, I guess, but it's a bit of a challenge. It's just a bit of a challenge. So I don't think we're going to really be able to go down to the allotment. Hey ho, there's always next week, is what I tell myself. Now, one of the things I did say that we focus on while we're indoors is, of course, seed sowing. And today it was time to sow our asparagus seeds. Now, asparagus seeds is an unusual one to grow from seed. I do grow it every year from seed now because it is such a good one to grow. Asparagus can provide us with food for 20 years, so it's a long-term investment. It does take about 3 years before it's ready for harvesting, so you've got a bit of time to wait, but I still think it's well worthwhile. Asparagus for me is a delicious crop, but it's also incredibly expensive to buy from supermarkets. So, you know, I think we've got to make the investment and it'll pay off in the end with lots and lots of asparagus spears. Now, to grow mine, what I've done is I've filled up a plug plant tray with multi-purpose compost that I've sieved. I'm using multi-purpose compost, not necessarily seed compost, just for a bit more nutrient. And then what I've done is I've just dipped a hole about 1 centimetre deep and dropped a single seed in each one. Now, I've managed to get myself a little seed sowing tool, which basically has a bit of a straw, I guess you could say. On the end of that straw is a little, I don't know what to call it, a rubber thing that you squeeze in to push all the air out, stick it in your seeds, let go of the rubber, and it sucks in air, which then basically means that a seed sticks to the end of the straw. So one single seed. It works quite well. And then you go to your plug plant, push that rubber end, and it pushes air back out, dropping the seed into the hole. It's working quite well, actually, for some small seeds. And I certainly think it, with a bit of practice, we would get there. Seed sowing tools can be a bit hit and miss, I found in the past. But at the moment, this one seems to be half decent. Added to that, of course, where was I saying? Sorry, I lost my train of thought. I told you this cough is getting to me. So, yeah, so we sowed the seed today. We've placed those in my heated propagator where they would hopefully just start Well, expect germination within the next couple of weeks. As soon as they germinate, they will, of course, go into another propagator under light and then into another propagator without a cover before hardening them off. They will keep them indoors for a while. Eventually, they will go outside. But in the meantime, we've just got to make sure that they grow and that they produce decent roots. The tops, the foliage, if you like, would be a little furry sort of frond that pokes up. Very thin, very small, but it's quite attractive, I find. Eventually, that is going to be what becomes asparagus. As time goes on, those fronds, those stems get bigger and bigger. So it's definitely one to keep an eye on. But we keep an eye on the roots, because as soon as those root drainers are full up with roots, we then pop them out, pop them into a bigger pot to grow on. And then, as I said, we harden them off ready to go outside. Now, of course, if you don't have heated propagators, don't worry, you can use your radiator, just keep them somewhere warm or something like that. Or you can just hold off. You don't have to sow in January. I do design them to be sown in January because there's a little bit less to do, but they can be sown as late as April, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, we need to prepare the bed, basically, while these plants are growing in their young stages. I know that was a really long pause. I'm sorry for that. But while these, we need to prepare the bed. So make sure the beds are completely weeded, plenty of fresh compost, maybe a bit of well-rotted manure. I also find seaweed goes well with these, with asparagus, especially as a mulch. So incorporate some of that in as well. But really do spend some time making sure that there are no weeds and no rocks or anything like that. Asparagus will be in that bed for 20 years. It's a long-term investment. So the more you do now, the better that's going to be in the future. And then when we plant it out, we just pull it straight in the soil. I would add a bit of chicken manure pellets as well when growing as a feed, because it is a high nitrogen plant, high nitrogen feed, and just leave it to grow. As I said, it's going to take 3 years to establish before you can actually start harvesting, but just leave it to grow. It will die back in the winter. I recommend covering it over with a mulch, seaweed, straw, anything like that during the winter, just to protect the roots so that they come back nice and strong next year. But that really is it. They're really quite easy to grow. They just got to make sure you get that really good start to them. Mulch them well and look after them. They look after themselves, to be honest, but plenty of water. They are a coastal plant. That's why they thrive with seaweed. And then when the spears, what I like to do, so asparagus in this country has a really short harvesting period. We're looking sort of end of April to mid-June. It's like a six-week period, depending on the variety. What I'm looking for is when the spears are thick enough and they're about 10-15 centimetres long, we just pick those, cut them off, take them home, and there we go. They're best fresh, of course. And like I said, with asparagus, it doesn't take long because they are such an expensive crop to buy from the supermarket. It doesn't take long for them to pay you back. As easy as that, of course, there are better notes in the newspaper this month. I'd say I'm struggling with this cold a little. I'm going to have to wrap up and get to bed and try and sleep this off. I will be back again on Sunday. So until then, please take care.